Have you seen the Southern Lights? That colourful tinge in the sky that looks like an optical illusion? Well, people living in areas of the Goldfields and Southwest would have been able to see Aurora Australis last night. And Matt Woods from the Perth Observatory joins me now to talk about it a little bit more. Hi, Matt.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm going really well. What is Aurora Australis?
Well, the Aurora Lights, or as we call them down here, the Aurora Australis, or if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, they're called the Aurora Borealis. They are the radiation and that's from the sun interacting with our atmosphere. And so what's amazing here on Earth is we've got a large iron core in the centre of the Earth. And that rotates around, and that causes us to have a magnetic field which protects us from radiation from the sun and from the universe. And they have solar storms as well. So if you've ever seen a photo of the sun, you might see there's little blemishes like black spots. They're not cancer or pimples on the sun. It's actually massive big tears in the surface caused by magnetism, because the equator of the sun, actually the plasma there moves faster than at the poles, so that causes a dynamo effect, and you get you get all these magnetic fields across the sun. And so when these magnetic fields lines actually start twisting around each other, they tear the surface apart, and you get plasma going along these magnetic field lines. And then that can break and send out plasma, or in a form of, say, a solar flare or a large eruption called a coronal mass ejection, or a CME. And if we're at the right place at the wrong time, we'll get hit. Our magnetic field blocks a lot of that radiation, but some of it comes back along the magnetic field lines to the north and south poles, and that radiation excites the oxygen and nitrogen particles, and that causes the glow that we see.
That's amazing. Now, a lot of people have commented saying they didn't know that you could see them in Australia.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard. We don't have as good a time as the Canadians and people in Finland, Norway, Sweden, and Russia. I've got friends in Russia at the moment. Sweden at the moment, sending me photos of the Aurora Borealis there. And again, I'm quite jealous. But the best places to see it are here in Australia, are definitely Tasmania, and then you've got Albany, Denmark, and Esperance, you know, along the bottom coast of the Goldfields region.
So what would people have been able to see last night?
Well, because we're even though Albany and Esperance are so far down Australia, our continent is quite high up in the southern hemisphere, so they wouldn't have been directly above you. But if you'd been on, say, the beach looking south, you would have seen this green glow, or maybe even a bit of redness, because the red is actually oxygen quite high up in the atmosphere, reacting to the radiation, and the green, which we traditionally see in those lovely photos, that's actually oxygen low down in the atmosphere. You can actually get pinks and blues, which are caused by the nitrogen atoms in our atmosphere interacting with the radiation. But you would have seen, you know, maybe like a small little wall off in the distance in the south that you would have seen, and that would have been one of the Aurora Lights.
You're listening to ABC Goldfields Esperance. I'm speaking with Matt Woods from the Perth Observatory, and we're talking about Aurora Australis, that green tinge in the night sky you would have been able to see in some areas of the Goldfields in Esperance last night. Matt, why are people so excited by it?
I think it's because it's just a majestical look, the scenery that it produces. I can remember when I was a little kid, we were driving back from Northern to drop my grandfather off back at Perth, and as we were driving, we just noted these red sheets in the night sky, and we were being hit by a particularly large storm. And so the actual mental image is starting to fade, but I can still remember just being absolutely gobsmacked by it. So it definitely is on my bucket list to go and see it. I actually booked my flights in 2018 from America to London. So I was on the left-hand side of the plane, and I was going to fly quite close to the Arctic Circle, but unfortunately the weather radar for the plane was malfunctioning, so I had to catch another flight, which sent me the another direction to London. So I didn't get to see them there, so I was a little bit disappointed.
I know, yeah. So Matt, will we be seeing more of these sites in the future, in the coming years?
We should. We're coming up to what's called solar maximum, and so the sun has an 11-year cycle. So at the bottom of the cycle, it's called the solar minimum, and at the top, it's called the solar maximum. And really, it just depends on how active the sun is. So we're at solar maximum, we get the most amount of sunspots. And at solar minimum, we don't. And the actual interesting thing is that when the sun is more active, the corona of the sun, or the sphere of influence as well, actually extends out. So we don't get a lot of cosmic rays coming through through the solar system when it's at its active, but we do get it a little bit more cosmic rays coming from the universe when it's at solar minimum, and we can actually get a little bit more cloud cover during solar minimum because we have more cosmic rays hitting the atmosphere and causing cloud extra clouds as well.
It's absolutely fascinating, Matt. Thanks so much for joining me talking about the Aurora Australis.
Anytime. I love talking about space and the universe.
You can tell. Thanks, Matt.
No worries.